A new member of Congress started work this week. Mary Peltola recently beat Sarah Palin in a special election. Peltola is Yupik and the first Alaska Native in Congress. Before her swearing in, Peltola went home to Bethel, a town of about 6,000 people in rural southwest Alaska. KYUK's Nina Kravinsky was there for Peltola's homecoming. Peltola's supporters gathered for a feast at the Bethel Library. Dishes, potluck style, filled a long table. In front of it, the Bethel Russian Orthodox Choir sang. Priest Michael Trifon blessed the food. Then he turned to Peltola and blessed her.
Assist Mary, we pray thee, and direct her to divine wisdom and power.
Peltola wiped away tears as the choir switched into a Yupik rendition of God Grant Me Many Years. Peltola flew 400 miles west of Anchorage, the closest big city, to be here in Bethel. The only way to get here is by boat or plane. Most people in Bethel are Yupik, and most Peltola supporters at the library event know the congresswoman well, like Melanie Fredericks and her daughter Maylin, who are family friends.
I know and believe wholeheartedly that she's going to work hard and do her best to represent our state.
Bethany Kaiser is also looking forward to Peltola representing the whole state. The paralegal is from Bethel, and she's one of several people I talked to who cried when she heard the election results.
I think she really can relate to not just Bethel, like rural Alaska in general, like all over the state. I think she can really relate to coming from a small town and knowing the challenges that we all face out here.
One of those challenges is food security, which Peltola made a big part of her campaign, and why 77-year-old subsistence fisherman John W. Andrew had the reaction he did when he heard Peltola was elected.
It gave me indescribable joy.
Andrew is from Queethluck, a village of about 700 upriver from Bethel. Peltola's mother is from Queethluck, too, and the congresswoman spent part of her life there. 93% of voters in Queethluck voted for Peltola.
Some years ago, some elder told me, our reach is less of the sleeping giants. So I think what that elder meant was our people in this region have a lot of potential.
Andrew has worked with the congresswoman on subsistence fishing committees, committees that are trying to fix a huge problem here. Recently, fewer and fewer salmon have been swimming upstream in the summer in a place where people have relied on the fish for food for thousands of years. Andrew is happy to have someone in Congress who knows just how much of a problem that is. Anything that isn't caught, hunted, or picked by hand needs to come in by plane or barge, driving up prices on the grocery store shelf. To try to restore the salmon population, Peltola has proposed stricter bycatch limits on commercial fishing operations.
Coming from a small community, she has a lot of cultural values she practices by to share with all your relatives what is given to you from the wilderness.
Peltola says she's proud to be Yupik, but it's only part of her identity. She says she plans to represent all Alaskans as the state's sole House member.
My perspective, my worldview is from this region, so I think it will be interwoven into every single thing that I do.
Peltola will serve the last 4 months of the late Congressman Don Young's term. She's running against Sarah Palin again in November to serve the next full 2-year term. For NPR News, I'm Nina Kravinsky in Bethel, Alaska.